Blog Talk Radio. For radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now...
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I just want to say thank you so much if you're tuning in tonight. We've been off the last couple weeks, so I hope you've enjoyed the replays and rebroadcasts that we brought to you over the last few weeks. We've just been super busy hitting the rodeo trail, spring pier. Rodeos are just going crazy everywhere, so we're just trying to do our best to bring you some live action that's out there. And so in our travels, we just decided to send you some rebroadcasts because, you know, we've just had some really great interviews over the last, 18 months or so, and well, going on 18 months, I think. So, thank you for tuning in tonight. We are back live, and with me tonight, of course, is my beautiful co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and my guest co-host, beautiful Donald and Quintana. Ladies, are you there with me?
Hey, Becky, it's Vicki, and I am here and looking forward to tonight's broadcast. We have a very special guest.
Donald, you there with me?
I am.
My dear, sweet, co-host and guest co-host, boy, they, you know, before we get into what they've been up to, I just want to really quickly say thank you to all of our sponsors. Of course, we couldn't do the broadcast without you each and every week, and I know we play their commercials, but I personally just want to say to Trace Rio Silver, Living Row Productions, and For Radio, of course, they're the backbone of the show, and without them, I would not be here, so thank you for all that you do, Trinity Wellness. And then, of course, our newest sponsor, that's the North Idaho and Spokane area, Les Schwab Tire Centers. And I also want to give a special shout-out tonight to Ms. Crystal Lyons, who has been so gracious to provide us with her Cowgirl Logic each and every week that we have been doing the show, and she just has a great ministry. So if you have not had a chance to, I recommend checking her out at CrystalLyonsMinistries.com or CowgirlLogic.net. And see what she's up to, because she is a hoot. We've had her on the show a couple times. She was in Vegas, and she just blesses us immensely. So thank you to all of our sponsors. Now, with that being said, ladies, first of all, you're down there in Texas, and oh, my gosh, the weather I don't think has let up since I left in March. And you guys are all becoming web footers down there, and by the grace of God, your rivers are flowing up, but it's not without its hazards and haphazards, and you guys have been traveling all over the place, and you were in Decatur this weekend for the great big pay-per-view event for the PBR, Unfinished Business, and we've got some great videos posted. Tell us a little bit about your weekend.
Well, Becky, this is Vicki, and let me tell you, it was a weekend like no other, and you are so right about the rain here in Texas. I think when Donna Lynn and I rolled into, we actually stayed in Denton. There were no motel or hotel rooms available in Decatur whatsoever. So we were about 25 miles away, and we found a room in Denton. And that Friday night, we're going over things and, you know, going through, you know, what who we're going to line up for guests. And on TV, there flashes the picture of 30 or 40 cars stuck in Dallas. On the freeway, and there's water over the road, and they're there for 9 hours. So, I mean, the rain here in Texas has definitely been a mixed blessing. It's been wanted, it's been prayed for, but along with that blessing comes a lot of heartache. There's people still missing, people who have lost their lives, their family, their homes. So, mixed emotions about the rain here in Texas, but guess what? My petunia
Texas.
Sunglasses on today.
Yeah, we saw your face with us. Well, now tell us, Donna Lynn, you and Aunt Vicki were up there, and from my understanding and from what I think I saw when the pay-per-view event first started, there was standing water in the arena.
Yeah, there was. Actually, I don't know, Vicki, someone had said that they used a helicopter to dry it out earlier on. Did you hear that? Well, I didn't hear that, Donna Lynn, but I was amazed when you and I went out there early that morning to pick up our press credentials. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looked like you could hook up water skis and a pickup horse could tow anyone around the arena. And then when we went back and when the actual event took place, I mean, that committee, JW and everyone associated with it, they worked so hard. I mean, the ground looked 100% better. It was amazing, and we were so prepared. We had our slickers, our rubber boots, umbrellas, you name it. We were ready for it, and it was a beautiful evening. It couldn't have been better. It was just really a blessing that it just came together like that. It was great.
It was a blessing. Yeah, well, and if any of you listeners haven't had a chance to do so, please go over to our Facebook page. She's Gone Country with Becky, and check out some of the clips that we got. You guys got some great interviews.
Well, thanks, Becky. We really tried. I tell you what, it was a really fast-paced time, and trying to grab these cowboys for interviews and not interfere with their preparation for what they have going on. You kind of walk a double-edged sword there. You know, you want their interviews, but you don't want to disrupt their routine because it's not about the interview, it's about them. So it turned out well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will say this, they sure look like, despite the fact that those 8 retired cowboys were getting on those bulls, they sure look like they were having a good time. Even in all the interviews that I saw on the pay-per-view, they just seemed real relaxed, real kicked back. But, of course, when it came time to get on that bull, and I got to commend them because even after all the years that they have been off the bulls and not riding, I couldn't be more impressed with how quick they nodded their head after they got those ropes on. Holy cow, it was quick. So it was a great event. If you didn't have a chance to view it, I'm sure lots of people recorded it on pay-per-view. And if not, be sure to check out through Facebook because I know there's posts all over the place with some of the rides. But it was a great event. JW ended up winning. That wasn't without a concussion. He split that with Chris Shivers. And it was just a really, really great event. Real quick, before we introduce our first guest, I just want to give Donna, I want a quick minute with you. What's happening in Western Wishes?
Oh, actually, this just came together a couple days ago. Little boy in south of Houston, Jet. He's just adorable, 7 years old, battling cancer, came back a second time. He's battling it a second time. He's a little roper. And tomorrow, he's not only going to be able to meet Tuff Cooper, but he's coming out to the ranch, and Roy and Cliff and Tuff are going to give him one-on-one instruction. And then the next day, he's going to go to Tuff Cooper's first annual junior roping at the Will Rogers in Fort Worth. So So it's going to be great, this little kid. And we have not surprised him yet, but on Wednesday, he doesn't know, but he's going to the National Finals Rodeo on with Western Wishes. So anyway, it's going to be a nice wish for this
awesome
week.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, of course, Western Wishes is our charity team, so we are always here to elevate and empower Dawnlynn and all that she's doing to bring, the ambassador goodwill of hope of the cowboy lifestyle to all these those that are facing adversity, young and old. So, Dawnlynn, thank you for all that you do. We are going to get into our interview with our guest that we have on tonight. And tonight I'm really excited about, you know, we try to mix it up a little bit. And, you know, we have cowboys and cowgirls all over this great country. And we're going to move a little bit to the east, to the northeast, actually. And tonight we have a 20-year rodeo announcing veteran that is out of St. Joseph, Missouri. And he goes, I know he and my Aunt Vicki have a really good established relationship, and I'm just honored to have him on the show tonight. And that's Mr. Rex Strayer. Rex, are you with us?
I'm with you. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, we are great. Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's later back in all y'all's world. It's pretty early here in Washington on the west side of the country, but we sure appreciate you taking out the time to visit with us for the evening.
It's my pleasure.
Well, before we get into it, I think before our first commercial break, when we come back, I'm going to really kind of divulge into all things Rex, but as we were communicating before the show aired, we've had a tragedy in the rodeo community, and I know that this tragedy that happened has hit close to home with you, and it was a close personal friend. And, of course, we always, being a rodeo family from, you know, coast to coast, north to south, we like to, you know, reach out and send our condolences to those that are facing tragedy and loss. So would you mind sharing a little bit about what happened?
Sure. Becky, when things like this happen in our family, and in our rodeo business, they are family, because everybody that is affiliated with the rodeo business is a family, because we spend, you know, 90% of our time with other people other than our own families themselves. So it's a tragic loss that we lost Dave Wilbert today yesterday, in a tragic car accident when he was hauling bulls back from the unfinished business event there in Decatur. Unfortunately, a drunk driver got in his way and caused him to wreck his pickup, and he lost his life over it. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of his, and also Jeff Robinson and the Painted Pony organization that he works for. A great, great cowboy, a young man that just was taken too early in life, and God's got a great cowboy up there with him right now, looking over all of us, as we've had in the past with a lot of other cowboys that we lose too early. And it's just a tragic deal that things like this do happen. But when a member of our family, and I do call it our family, passes like that, we all get together, and that prayer chain is stronger than ever for the other members of the family.
Yeah, and you know, and I have to say that is so true, and I think especially with Facebook now and the ability to pass the messages along, I think that's an awesome, awesome blessing that has been added to us, because that prayer is just encouraged and lifted and spread out amongst so many people within the rodeo community to really help those families that they're dealing with their loss.
Yes.
Yeah, so we at She's Gone Country with Becky and everybody, I'm sure, I speak for everybody within the rodeo community, we send out our condolences to the family, and just know that God's got your back, he's got you covered, and he'll get you through this time. And, you know, it just really strikes at home why She's Gone Country is doing what we do, because it's all about the Western way of life, people that love, you know, the country way of life, God, all things that represent the principles and the roots of you know, living a good life and loving the Lord. So with that, I think, you know, Rex, I'm really excited to get into our interview with you, and we're just up on our first break. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank you for sharing with us about David. And is that right? Did I say his name right? And we'll be right back after our first commercial break.
Sounds great.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am joined tonight with my guest co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, and our other beautiful guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And just before we get started, there's a couple things that I want to let our guests know. If you're listening and you want to come on the air and you have a question for our guest, just press 1, and my producer, Maria Di Giovanni, will let us know you're on the air, and you can come on and visit with our guests. There's, of course, two ways to hear us. You can call 347-857-3760, or you can stream at blogtalkradio.com/4radio, and that's F-O-R-E, radio, 4 radio. So be sure that you check us out either way. You can go to our website, shesgonecountry.us. And on our radio show page, you can click the link, and all of our archives are on that page of our past shows. So if you want to see some of the other guests that we've had on, feel free to peruse the site and the archives and enjoy it at your listening pleasure. So that's what they're there for, and we're here to bless those that just would like to hear some great, great interviews. So anyway, with that, we're going to get back to our special guest tonight, and that's Mr. Rex Dreher out of St. Joseph, Missouri. Rex, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Well, you know, Rex, it's fun to have folks from all over, and, you know, Missouri is one of those areas I really haven't been to much, or that side of the country. So why don't you give our listeners a little, you know, we have listeners on Blog Talk from all over, not just
sure.
The U.S., we have Mexico everywhere. Why don't you give us a little a short bio on your history and your background over there in Missouri?
Well, we're here in St. Joe, Missouri, population about 76,000 people, not too big, but it's just north of Kansas City up on I-29. The weather here today has been up in the 70s. We haven't had quite as much rain as Becky and them have had down there, or Vicki has had down there in Texas, but other than that, we're still pretty dry up here. Some of the roads are out, but we're maintaining all right, and the weather conditions up here, it's always humid here in Missouri all the time. It never gets away from that, so it's pretty humid place. But the temperatures range anywhere from 55 to 80 degrees about now, and right now we're in the 60 to 70 range.
Well, like Rex, springtime in Missouri.
There you go. Rex, this is Vicki. And,
yes, dear.
You know, a lot of our listeners, you know, I mean, they know Rex Dreher, but they don't know Rex Dreher. And the Rex Dreher I know has been a rodeo announcer for, oh, my gosh, not a billion years, because I'm not going to divulge how old you are.
Oh, thanks.
But a lot of years. And I mean, you know, you've been won so many different awards. I mean, you know, you were the voice for Grand River Rodeo for over 18 years. You've been awarded Announcer of the Year 4 times. You've announced finals for the IRA, the URA, the NFPB. Just tell us, Rex, you just recently retired. Tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to rodeo, if you would, please.
Well, years ago, when I was a little kid, I was raised in Dodge City, Kansas. And a lot of the kids that I grew up with in Dodge City, Doug Shipes, he made it to the National Finals Rodeo in bull riding one year. And I ran across him up here when I was putting on a rodeo up here in St. Joe, helping him put one on. And he was riding up here and just kind of passing through. He lives in Aurora, Colorado, and he just come through. And it just kind of put the fever back into me a little bit. Because I rode back in the 70s to 80s. And 81, matter of fact, I retired from bull riding in 81. And, you know, I took a break from it for a long time, and then there was a gentleman that wanted some bucket chutes and stuff put up, so I helped him do that and just started getting a fever again. And then I seen an article on Donnie Gay was putting on a bull riding school up in Ottumwa, Iowa, and at the bottom it said announcing school also. So I said, you know, I think I would like to do that. So in 1995, I went to Ottumwa, Iowa, went to the school, and got that all done, found out what I needed to do. Matter of fact, Tiny Ray out of Shelbina, Missouri, was putting on the school, and Tiny showed me the ins and outs and the do's and the don'ts, and I took it to heart, and the rest was history after that, and I just retired this year from it. So it's all been good, and I was lucky to hook up with the late Doyle Wookie and Kevin Wookie of Grand River Rodeo Company, and I was fortunate to land an 18-year career with just them alone. So it was all good.
Wow, that's some longevity right there with the rodeo company, to say the least. To, you know, just break out and 18 years, 20 years, be with one stock contractor. They must have liked that.
It was kind of a family situation. You know, I took on to them, they took on to me, and we just had one of those knacks. Matter of fact, one day I was doing a show over in Sabetha, Kansas with Doyle, and he goes, have you got your fly girls lined up? And I says, no, not yet. Do you want me to? And he says, yep, you do it. And I said, okay. He says, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to bet you a beer you can't get it done. And I said, you know what, I'll take that bet. So I went out there and I found my fly girls, got the show lined up, all the production done, and whatever I needed to do, got it done. He come back up to me after the show was over. He says, now it's all yours. I said, oh, okay. So coming from Doyle Wookie, I mean, that was gratifying in itself, because he turned over the whole production part of the rodeo to me. So it made it easier for those guys just to handle the stock and getting the show ready to go. And I took care of all the production end of it. So it worked out good. You know, we had a good relation.
Well, and wow. You know, Rex, this is Vicki, and I mean, that's what mm-hmm. it's all about. You know, as we go through life and our passions of, you know, what we do for a living and what we enjoy. And I mean, that truly makes a difference. And you made a difference, and Doyle noticed it. And, I mean, a lot of folks did. And, you know, they just they tapped you on the shoulder and said, Rex, you take care of it, you know.
You know, Vicki, I was blessed when I got to pick up the microphone. And before I started rodeo announcing up down at work where I work here in St. Joe, because I work a regular job as well as rodeo too. So, my time's really taken up altogether. But we had some ball tournaments down there, and I started picking up the microphone, introducing the players and doing play-by-play on the ball games. And, you know, I just got to liking it and doing a lot of public speaking here in town and stuff. It was just one of those things. It all just fell into place all at once. And then when the rodeo thing come around, God, it was just like getting on a bicycle and riding. You know, Doyle and Kevin showed me the right way to do it. And I worked with five or six other contractors before I landed the job with Kevin and Doyle. So, you know, I had to taste a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But when we got together with the Grand River Rodeo Company, you know, we put together a top-notch show and gave the families their money's worth when they came to our shows. So that's what it was all about.
Well, Rex, I know you've seen a lot of changes throughout your 18 years in rodeo. Tell us, you know, some of the biggest ones that have really made an impression on you.
Well, the impressions that I really like and I like to talk about, watching the kids grow. When we started announcing in the high school shows or the Little Britches shows, and we watched those kids go into the pro ranks, that is probably the best accomplishment that I can see in the whole sport of rodeo, of how those kids have grown through the help of the parents and then through the help of their mentors coming to a show. And I was behind a buck and shoots one time before the show started, and a young man come up to me. He was a bareback rider, and he come up to me and says, you know, this is my first time. I really don't understand it all. I said, really? He said, yeah, I just want to try it and get on there and try and do it right. I said, wait a minute, let me get you somebody. So I went over and got a young man that had been riding bareback horses for quite a while and talked to him and let him know what was going on. And I said, would you please take this kid by the hand and show him how to do it and do it right? And he said, I'd be more than happy to. And that kid came up to me after the show and he says, you know, Rex, I really want to thank you for that because that gentleman really took care of me and talked me through it, or I may not have gone as far as I did. He didn't ride very far, but you know what? He tried. And because he tried, because people were there to help him. And that's a lot of it. If you don't ask for the help, you're not going to get it, and they're just going to let you falter on your own. But these cowboys and these cowgirls will stand behind other competitors. All you got to do is ask for a little help, and they'll be there for you.
Well, isn't that so true? And that also lends credibility to just the Western, you know, way of life and the rodeo community. And, of course, it goes back to being family. And that's kind of what we all are from all ends of the continent in the U.S. But, you know, Rex, the question I have for you is back east where you're at and the rodeo circus that you've been on and that you're around. I know for us here on the west side, you know, I ran the Spokane Interstate Rodeo here at the fair for about, oh, I guess it was about seven, eight, somewhere around there. And,
sure.
You know, it went in waves with the competitors and who was coming up and coming out of different ranks and competing. And there were years we had to co-sanction to get enough riders. Do you guys run into any of that over there where maybe some, you know, there's more competitors, say, in the bull riding than the bareback riding, or you have enough saddlebronc riders? I mean, or do you have a pretty good balance back there?
Well, actually, we're losing interest in horse riders and saddle bronc and the bareback riding. Any association throughout the Midwest here is really short on those. Even some of the IPRA shows don't hardly get enough horse riders to go in there and ride, and it's just one of those events that it's tough to get into. But if you got the heart and the mind to do it, I mean, you can write your own ticket pretty much everywhere you go. Because a lot of the contestants these days there's Billy Griffith out of Kansas City, Missouri. He's been riding bareback horses for a long time, and he was in 1995. He was, 1998. He was the Resist All Rookie of the Year in the PRCA. And, you know, right now he's still riding bareback horses. So there's guys that are still out there that are hungry for it. But you know what? The age is really getting up on a lot of them, and it's taking more and more of our contestants away. So the change has really gone rapid. As far as your timed events, plenty of calf ropers, bulldoggers, team ropers, barrel racers. You know, we've got all of those. But on the rough stock end, there's plenty of bull riders because you've always got tons of bull riding events going all over, but the horse riders, we're just kind of losing them.
Well, and that's rough because, you know, we don't want to – rodeo, it's the whole, you know, package. It's not
– Right.
It's the bull riding. It's the team ropers. It's, you know, we all have these segregated events, but it's really important, at least in my opinion, to keep the whole rodeo in itself together. And I hope there's a way – Go ahead.
I think, you know, with the high school ranks, they're trying to get more and more kids involved in it because now instead of just doing like the Missouri or the Nebraska around here, some of those high school teams are combining states so they'll get enough kids to participate. So that's helping out a little bit on that end of it. But we just got to keep our kids interested on what we're doing. And the thing that you can do is, and as far as I do when I talk to them, you know, you give them a good heads up on what's going on and how to handle themselves. And as long as they got the mentors out there and the people that are willing to stand behind them, you know, they're going to continue to go on. But once they stop listening or people talking to them, they just die. They just go away. And it's hard to say, but it's tough.
Right, right. Well, and of course, our generation of youth right now, they need so much encouragement and they need so much, you know, it's just a different world that we live in today than we did back even when I was growing up. And a lot of, you know, especially with the shift in the breakdown of the family and so forth, the support isn't there, both financially and emotionally. And so it's real important I think that's
no, and the financial end of it is really, you know, expensive on some families sometimes, and it's tough to say, you know, I'd hate to tell my son or my daughter says, you know, I really can't afford to take you to your rodeo this weekend, but maybe we can make next weekend. But it's the type of road that if you're not on it every day or every weekend, you know, you'll get lost in the shuffle, and you won't get the rapport that you really need on it. And this is a hard thing. The parents are big on this, and the parents that we have up here in the Northwest, they really stand behind their kids, and they don't push them. They let them do what they want to do. But I tell you what, they're behind them 110%.
Yeah. Well, we are 30 minutes of the hour, so we're going to take our second commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue with Rex Dreher. And if you're listening and you're a caller and you have some questions for Rex, please remember to just push one after the commercial break and let Maria know that you're in the host queue, and we'll bring you on the air. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Rex Dreher.
ForRadio.com.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield, Donald Lynn Quintana. And we have a very special guest from the Northeast in Missouri, and that is Mr. Rex Dreher. Rex, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great. And
you know, it's good to talk. It's hard to talk with, you know, I know there's three women on the line. I just want to let you know that right now. I'm surprised Vicki and Donna hadn't just broke in and just started talking to me, but... you know, how you guys get your...
well, here, let's talk about this. A couple questions. One, I want to know, share with our audience, because I know you and Vic go way back. How you guys know each other?
Well, I tell you what, when Vicki was affiliated with Frontier Buckles, I saw a buckle one time, and we were getting ready to buy our buckles for the... one of the rodeo associations, and I said, man, those buckles just look good. I mean, I've seen them in a magazine. So I made a phone call, and lo and behold, I got a hold of this young lady on there, and her name was just Vicki at the time to me. And we started talking, and I don't know exactly what happened, but we talked, and we talked. And then when she broke off from Frontier and went to Trace Rios, she still was with Frontier and still had Trace Rios, we went on the Trace Rios line, and we got that started with her through the associations, and it's just been a whirlwind relationship. And I call her the Yellow Rose of Texas, and she calls me the Missouri Cowboy. So, you know, that's our kind of relationship that we do have. And if I need something, I can just drop a dime. If she needs something, I'm there for her, and she knows it. That's the kind of relationship, Becky, that we – me and that young lady do have, and it's been a pleasure all these years to know somebody's out there that will have your back if you need something, and, you know, they're thousands of miles away, but you know what? They're not that far away, and
it means
the wonder to me.
Rex, you're going to make me tear up, okay? You have to realize, being older, I cry easily, but I do have to tell you, Rex and I, Becky, Donna Lynn, and listeners, we truly have, you know, when Rex talks about the rodeo family, I knew immediately when I spoke to Rex Strader over the telephone that we were family. And in the buckle business that I've been in for so many years, we are not afforded the opportunity to actually look at our customers in the eye and shake their hand. So therefore, what we have to go on is the rapport that we create. And Rex Strader, you have been such a blessing all these years to Trust Rio Silver, but more important than that, you have been a blessing to me personally. You are like the ultimate big brother. I was telling Becky to say that the huge joke was when the girls would see faxes come through to the buckle shop before everyone ordered on the computer, they faxed, and you would write, "All right, love you, Rex." Then we're like, "Wow, Rex, our customer loves it." And then we would write, "Love you more, love you more."
But I love you the mostest, you know that. So
don't go into that now, Rex. You are trouble. I win tonight.
Oh God, no, it is. It's one of those relationships that you can't put a price tag on because it is priceless. And Becky and Donna, she does really mean the world to me as far as anything goes. And my wife knows it too. So, you know, and one thing when Vicky, if we finish a conversation, she always says, "Give Lisa a hug for me or tell her hi." You know, that's the kind of respect that we do have for each other on that end of it. And I'd take her away in a heartbeat.
Yeah, right. Lisa, Lisa, I love you, but I'm thankful you have him, okay?
And she said, "Yeah, okay, sure."
Yeah.
But, no, Trace Rios, far as the buckle business itself, is one of the top-notch buckle companies going down the road. And I've been fortunate enough to have my name put on, 15, 16, 17 of them that I can count. So it's been a good ride with us, and I hope it continues. So even though I'm going to retire from announcing rodeos, I am going to do 5 shows this year. So after the 5th one is over, I will definitely be hanging it up. But it's bittersweet, but, it's been a good ride, and I've been blessed. And those people with Trace Rio has been part of my life. So Brett and the whole family and Pecos, you know, we stay in contact through social media, which is good. But the number of people that you meet in this organization or this business, you could never, ever put a price on it because it is priceless for what those people do and mean to you throughout the towns. I'll go to a town, and a lot of the towns that I've been to, like Woodbine, Iowa, I've done their show for 20 years. And when I left last year and they knew it was going to be my last year with them, you know, I could have ran for mayor and won. But they're the type of people that open their hearts up to me and continue to do so. And there's several of those towns that are just like that, that, you know, it's nice when you drive down a street or you walk down a street and they say, "Hey, Rex, how you doing? Or are you coming back next year?" You know, those are the things that you can never put a price on, and I never will. It's just memories that will be in my heart forever, and I can continue to have them.
Well, Rex, and I'm sorry, Becky, I was going to tell Rex, you know, Rex, those special memories, just remember you're special to all those people. And, you know, you've constantly promoted the Western way of life, and it's the way of life that you love. You've encouraged youth. And that's one question, Rex, that I had down to ask you about was your work with the Shriners. I know that's very important.
The Shriners Hospital for Kids are a big part of my life. I've been the public relations director out there at our temple, Mawila Temple here in St. Joe, for 17 years. And to watch these kids grow throughout the years, and a little story behind one of them, I was doing the Shrine Circus here in St. Joe. Of course, I announced part of it for the ringmaster and stuff, so it takes a little heat off of him a little bit, doing the sponsorships and introducing the people and stuff. But a young man, I was standing over by the elephants one night, and a young man said, "Sir," and he jerked on my pants, and of course I had my fez on, and he says, "I'd really like to ride that elephant." And I said, "Would you really?" And I said, he says, "Yes, sir, I would." He says, "Well, by golly, let's go ride it, and I'll ride it with you." I reached out to grab his hand, and it still gets me today. He had no hand because it was burned off. But you know what? He reached that hand out to me, and shook my hand. And I tell you, those deals like that are worth heart and soul to anything I've ever done. I don't care how many awards I've won or what I've done, but that little man's name was Jack, and I rode that elephant with him, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. And it's treasureful for what those kids can do. And even in the sport of rodeo, we do so many Special Olympic rodeos, so many, we call them the rodeos for our kids.
Exceptional
rodeos are just, God, they're wonderful. And when you can get a smile on a kid's face, we were there at Dennis in Iowa 3 years ago doing one over there, and a gentleman was, he'd been in a wheelchair for over 18 years, and he couldn't talk. But I asked him, or we all asked him, so would you like to get on a horse? And those guys literally lifted him up and put him on a horse. We didn't have a ramp that he could go up. We picked him up out of the wheelchair, put him on a horse, and all rode behind him and were beside him. And you couldn't peel a smile off his face. And it just things like that in nature is what cowboys can actually give back to a community is worth millions, millions. I tell you what, you couldn't put a dollar figure on that, what it does for those families and those kids. And that's the enjoyment that I really have taken out of this whole thing. Not only the kids, the adults that I've seen grow up throughout the years and the families, but, man, when you can make a young man or a young lady smile like that, it's the world.
Well, and I know, Rex, this is Becky. Donna Lynn can, I'm sure, attest to that because, I mean, we had a whole Western Wishes Day down in Vegas last year, and that was my first hands-on experience, you know, meeting and interacting, Donna Lynn, with your kids. And, you know, it's funny because rodeo, and I'm sure, Donna Lynn, I'm going to turn the mic over to you for a minute and let you interject that, you know, rodeo and what Rex said about what we give this community to kids. You have found a way to mesh your passions and doing so with Western Wishes. Do you have representation over in Wisconsin and Missouri?
You know what? We want to start a heartland region, which is, you guys, we all know Francie and John Macbeth, and they've got some good ideas, but isn't that considered the heartland, Rex?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's exactly what it's called throughout here. When you got six or seven states, and we are the heartland of the Midwest, so it's it would be something that'd be very good. They do have a Wishes program up here, but it's not Western Wishes.
I'll tell you, when you said about how life change, it really is the most fulfilling thing you can do. Someone asked me, in fact, they periodically asked me, you know, if with all the challenges in the 20 years. You know, would you still do it again? Because there are a lot of challenges. And you, every time you walk away from a wish, you're changed again and again. And, yeah, you do it all again, you know, even if you knew that there were so many ups and downs and tears and sadness when you don't think you've done enough and you walk away thinking we could have done more. But isn't it amazingly fulfilling? It's the best.
Oh, it's great, Donna, because here you got a situation that, okay, when you start one of these exceptional rodeos, you might have 10, 15 kids show up on the first one. By the time we got done with one of the shows here in St. Joe, we had over 275 children at 10 o'clock in the morning wanting to ride horses, wanting to throw ropes, wanting just to run around barrels, and just have a good time with the cowboys. And you cannot change that for nothing, because when you see them down the street, when's the rodeo coming back? When are we going to get to have our day? When's the rodeo coming back? Today, every time I see them down the street, they still ask me about it. And, of course, I've got an event that's going to be coming next year back to St. Joe that's going to be bigger and better than anything we've ever done here. So we're bringing that back to them. So they're going to get to come back again and regroup. But, I mean, we've had kids, young kids. We've had middle-aged kids, kids in their early teens to 20s, 87 years old. We've had a gentleman that come up, and he came every year. Unfortunately, the gentleman has passed, but he never missed a show. Never missed a show. You know, it's one of those things. Yeah.
I just love it. And this is Becky, but I think it's such a unique situation that rodeo is in right now, despite the fact that it's very, you know, we're becoming so urbanized.
Right.
The social media and the media outlets and how much media attention we've garnered over the years, although we're still a long ways from being super, super mainstream, it's lent to the credibility of what we do, and it's helped keep that gap in the urbanized world and the Western way of life, you know, connected. And I think it's created a bit of a mysticism about, ooh, what's that rodeo thing? Because, you know, inner city kids and kids with challenges and just city kids, just they just don't know that way of life. And so when they get a taste of it, it's almost just so addicting because it's just something, there's something about it. We have passion about it, but they gain passion about it because it's just something you really can't put your finger on that they don't have. So,
yes. You're
I think
so
we're
true.
Lucky that way. I think we're lucky
so
that way.
True. So true. We are blessed that we can give it back to them and they take it. I mean, they take it to heart. I mean, it's one of their mm-hmm. it's their lifestyle. If you start one thing with them, you know, that's all they look forward to the next year. I mean, and they
yep.
start planning from one year to the next. I went out to the company that's called Specialty Industries that these are where the kids with special needs and mentally and physically challenged children and adults, they work out there. They actually get a check every week, you know. And I get to go up there once in a while and talk to them, and they don't want to talk about their job. I want to talk about their job. They won't let me, you know, because all they want to do is talk about the rodeo and what they can do. So it's okay. I like it.
Well, we're going to take our last commercial break and station identification, and when we come back, we're going to finish out with Rex Fair, so please stay tuned.
ForRadio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Becky Christensen-O'Shields, my guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana. And we just want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you to all of our sponsors for being part of this each and every week. And also, you know, I want to shout out to Les Schwab Tires because they are who is helping getting us down that road to welcome in all these contestants at the event at Les Schwab Contestant Corner. So thank you to them and For Radio, Trace Rios, thank you all. We have about 10 minutes left with our special guest from the Northeast, St. Joe, Missouri, Mr. Rex Strayer. Rex, thank you so much for taking time out of your evening. I know it's in the later part of your evening, but we appreciate you, and it's been a fun hour. It goes by so stinking fast.
Oh, it does, and we got so much yet that we can cover, but in 1 hour it's really tough to do, you know.
Holy moly.
Anybody that has the time and wants to get into announcing, it's one of those jobs that it's just overwhelming because you get to meet so many different people. And if anybody out there that wants to get into a school, go to it, try it. I tell you what, once you get that bug, it's kind of like skiing. You'll never forget how to do it, and you'll enjoy doing it every day. So it's one of those things that's really good for your heart and soul and your mind. And for people, other people out there, if you got somebody that comes across to them with a good rapport, you know, they can enjoy the show a little bit better.
Well, and, you know, I asked a question that I had for you. The couple questions I had was the first one is, you know, a lot of our listeners, they go to rodeos and they see all the lights, they see the flags, they hear the announcer, you know, call out the contestants and the stock. Tell us, what's the biggest challenge of being an announcer? Because there's a lot more that goes into it than just picking up a microphone and saying, you know, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
There is. I mean, we call it our homework that we have to do. In other words, we keep track of all the other associations, how the contestants are doing. And the thing that I found that's easiest to do, and Tiny taught me this when I went to school, get out and meet your contestants. Just don't talk about them. Get out there and know what they're doing, meet their families, know what their kids do, because all of that is good stuff when you get on the microphone and you talk to your crowd. They just don't want to hear the name or the stock or the score. They want to know a little bit about what these contestants do in their life and how they're doing. And as long as you can keep that up, that's the toughest thing to do. And once you get started on it, it's really pretty easy, but you got to stay on top of it every week. It's not one of those ones that you can go month to month. You got to stay on it every week because there's a rodeo darn near every night or every other night, and the contestants are winning money, so you got to stay on top of that with the standings and everything else. So doing the homework, that's the toughest part to do. And man, it's called the gift of gab, I guess, if you want to call it that. So you can baffle them with BS if you want to, and they're going to love every minute of it. And I love picking on the crowd or picking on the funny man. And if you got a good funny man out there that's got a good rapport with you, man, the night goes so by so much easier, and you don't have no lull in there, so the people don't get bored. They stay excited and they stay on top of the show. And you don't have them just sitting there going, well, what's going to happen next, you know? So that's helped me out a lot on that, is just keep talking to your people and let them know that you're interested in them. And I found out one thing, too. When you talk about a contestant, I don't care if he's a first-timer or he's rode for 30 years. You treat them the same.
Right.
And
wow.
That's the way I've always done my shows. I don't care if he's been a world champion three times over. This other kid coming up could be a world champion. And you talk to him the same way. Maybe you don't use the same words, but you don't just say a name. You put something with it so you'll know.
Right.
He knows, God, they do respect me, you know.
Right,
so
they're interested.
That's what I've tried to do in my career, and I hope it's worked for everybody.
Well, you know what, Rex, it's definitely worked for you in your career, and I think that is I think that is something that works as a general rule in life. I mean, you know, no matter what we do, we need to show that we are interested in who we are talking about, who we are talking to. And again, it goes back to the stories behind the stories, and that is the thing that ties all of us together with a brightly colored ribbon, the stories behind the stories.
You're so right, honey. I mean, the stories are great, and, you know, if you don't have stories, you don't have anything, because those are things that you can tell time and time and time again. And, you know, I'll tell a story on myself here just before we close, because it's a pretty good one. But we were in, where was it? Guthrie Center, Iowa, and I was doing a show in there. And, of course, you know, cowboys like to get out and have a good time once in a while, and I was one of them. And got up the next day, and I went to lunch or breakfast with him. We went to the donut shop, and I just fell asleep at the table, literally fell asleep at the table. And there was seven of us in there, and those people got up and left me. There were some elderly ladies there eating their donuts and having their coffee. And I wake up, the little lady waked me up and said, sir, are you okay? I said, oh, yeah, I must have fell asleep. And I turn around, and it's like the song, Look at the Doggy in the Window. They're all got their hands over their eyes looking in that window to see if I ever wake up. They left me there. So, you know, and it's all in fun. You know, we never do nothing to disgrace anybody. It's all in fun, and we can, you know, laugh and talk about it to this day. And those are some of the stories. And, I mean, we could probably talk for another hour or two on just stories alone about what's going on. But, God, it's a great life if you don't weaken out there. And it's a tough life because you're away from your family itself, you know, every weekend. You know, my wife, I love her to pieces, that she put up with it for 20 years, you know. And now it's her time. So we're going to get together and do some stuff that we haven't ever got to do before on summertime and you know, catch a rodeo here and there and just enjoy life. So I can say I've been very blessed, and that, like I said earlier in the show, it's going to be bittersweet, but you know what? As long as I got you guys and my friends out there in the business that we stay in contact with, it'll make it even better.
Well, you know, Rex, this is Vicki, and we are getting close to the time that we're going to say goodnight for the evening. But I know, Becky, I know that you know, you'd like to close out tonight, and Donna Lynn, you have something to say, and then it's going to bounce back to me because, Rex Dreher, I have a message for Lisa.
Oh, good. Okay.
I just want to say, Rex, it was a pleasure visiting with you. I know we visited quite a bit through Facebook Messenger, and it was so funny. He was texting me this morning about the links and stuff, and he was like, "Are you awake?" Because, of course, there's about a 2-3 hour difference.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, "Well, by golly, I am, but that's okay. I just heard the phone buzz." So, you know, you got to remember, I got in Vicki in Texas, and we talked till all hours. It doesn't matter what time. She could be up, I could be up, and we're texting each other. So, but it was a pleasure to speak with you. I look forward to speaking with you more down the line, having you back on the show and seeing you down the rodeo trail. But I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And I am going to say goodnight and turn it back over to my Aunt Vicki.
All right. Thank you, honey, and I'll be glad to talk with you again. All you got to do is let me know, and we can get it together.
Sounds good.
Donna Lynn, I'm going
to
let you
know. Hi. You know, Rex, it was so nice. It's so nice to meet you, and I really would like to contact you. We did a wonderful wish in Kansas City a few years ago, and I would love to make sure that we have a recipient for Kansas City and launch the Heartland. So I'll be contacting you.
You bet. That'd be great, honey. I'd be glad to help you. You know that.
Thank you so much, Rex. It was a great interview tonight.
Thank you, Donna. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rex, this is the Yellow Rose, okay?
Yeah. I knew you were coming.
You knew that. Rex, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, from all of us connected with rodeo. You know, it starts at the grassroots level, it begins from the time children are three. They're born into it. They grow up through it. Thank you so much for all your contributions throughout the years. And I just want you to know that you've left a lasting influence and a legacy more than you've ever known. I mean, you may have retired, but you really haven't. And
I appreciate that,
I'm going to say, you know, the whole crew at Trust Rios, we love you more. But beyond that, Lisa Strayer, we love you the mostest.
You are so good. So is this one I let you win?
I win, okay?
I knew that was coming. Well, dear, all three of you, you know, it's really been a pleasure talking to you guys tonight. And I know we could, like I said, we could talk for another 2 hours, but I know you got things to do. But if you want me back, all you got to do is say, hey, we're going to call you or you call us and we're going to talk again. And I said, I'll be there.
Thank you, Rex. A heartfelt thank you. And listeners, thank you tonight for joining us and listening in. And we're going to close out with our good friend, Crystal Lyons, and a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Crystal Lyons here, and any person who's ever trailered anything with a diesel truck can relate to this. Don't you just love waiting while somebody pedal farts around pumping gas at the only diesel pump? The other day I was pulling into a station with my 2-ton and trailer, and a lady in a little car whoops in front of me while I'm navigating my way to the only diesel pump. Sure enough, 411 gas pumps are wide open, and where does she go? You got it. So before she gets out of her car, I edge my truck as close to her rear end as I can, trying to get the butt of my trailer out of the road behind me. My truck is literally looming over her little car, the Cummins engine sounding like only they do, giving off that distinctive diesel sound. Do you think she caught on? No. She was too busy still sitting in her car, digging through her purse. Finally, I climbed out of the cab and walked up to her, still sitting in her car, and politely asked if she minded going to any one of the other open gas pumps because this is the only diesel pump and my trailer was blocking traffic. Well, she was very nice and said she didn't mind at all. My deal is, why can't people see? I guess what I'm venting about here is we're far too consumed with ourselves in our own little world these days. We seem to be losing the awareness of the needs of others. I'm aware of what people do to us diesel folk because we have to put up with it all the time. But am I totally oblivious about someone else's needs because I'm so consumed with myself? Society will continue on its downward self-absorbed spiral, but that doesn't mean I have to get caught up in that current. I'm Crystal Lyons. and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
For radio.com.